Hey, this is Brendan Gersall from King's Church. Thanks so much for tuning into our podcast. I pray this message you're about to hear empowers you, encourages you, challenges you, and equips you to live the life that Jesus has for you. Thanks for tuning in.
I think we should probably celebrate though, Carrie. What do you think?
I think we should too. So, like I said, we are going to be watching a video that just we'll see just some of the things that have happened. And I know we keep saying this, but this is just a small fraction of the things that have happened over this last week. There is no way for us to capture it all. It is no way we'd be here all day if we tried to watch everything that's happened. So this is a fraction of that. But what I would say is, like, lean in if you see something worth cheering for, cheer. If you want to clap, clap. If you want to laugh, laugh. Like, here at this location, we don't have to watch it on video very often. And so I don't think our muscles are as worked up to that quite yet. But the last service did amazing with that. And so let's take some time to celebrate what God is doing and has done this last week.
Absolutely. So let's make it a party, yeah? We do that?
So.
All right.
Yeah. Awesome. And so what we're going to do is it's going to be split up into different categories. And so this first one is called Community Builders and Recovery. And so there are so many things that we have a chance to partner with that are doing really, really, really good things. And they are pouring into people and they're building people up and they're making our communities better. And so we get just a little slice to see what's happening. And so lean in and have some fun.
All right. Check it out.
Action! I'm here with my buddy John, and we are kicking off the celebration of generosity with Love Week 2025. We are heading into Key Industries, and we work with Key Industries. They print out our shirts. We're going to get our Love Week shirts, and we love this group because they have been giving job opportunities to people with disabilities since 1974, and so we love what they're doing. We're going to go in there. We're going to bless them with a check. We got coffee cards that my buddy John has paid for, and we are going to go in, and we are going to bless the people in at Key Industries. So you ready to go?
Let's go.
Let's get it going.
So show the camera all these cards. So we got 60 coffee cards.
Yep.
You're a good man. Did you go to the gym? You work out?
No.
You work out, bro?
No.
You lift?
I'm a pretty smart dad.
You lift, bro? What do you like to do other than hockey and church? How's your heart doing? Do you play video games? Do you ever go fishing? Do you like fishing? Watch any good movies lately? You don't want to wear them?
No.
Don't wear them then. Don't be cool. Fine.
No, I am growing, yes.
My daughter's learning how to drive right now.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah, tell her about my hobbies every time.
I'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Do you like wrestling?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Rock.
The Rock. Rock's number one. Who's number two? Cena?
No.
You don't like Cena?
I don't.
What? Diamond Dallas Page?
I hate him.
What? Jake the Snake Roberts? What? Sergeant Slaughter?
Yeah.
Bob Backlund?
Crossface Chicken Wing.
Oh, yeah. Bob Backlund?
Yeah.
Crossface Chicken Wing? Yes,
yeah.
That's right. When I was in middle school, we would throw the Crossface Chicken Wing on people all the time. Get right up behind them.
Go for it.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you put me in the Crossface Chicken Wing later.
No.
I don't watch wrestling, though.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. My name's from the dad.
No, did she?
Yeah.
Big closet wrestling fan. So you know when I come out to preach? How cool would it be if before I come out, you know how like when Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out, you hear the glass smash? And his music starts? Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Imagine I had an intro song. I don't know why you're not on the greeting team. I told you need to be.
You know what?
What?
I love that bus.
You like that bus? Don't change the subject. Why aren't you on the greeting team?
What team?
The red shirts. At church.
Now what?
Why'd you stop?
I don't know.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, good afternoon, guys. This is Johnny Robertson, and this is my good friend, Damien. We are outside of the Freedom Bus. It is lovely. It's exciting to be able to be part of this.
What we've done, with the Lord's help, is build a set of 12 beds, bunk beds, that people could sleep on. You can see these ones right here, they actually fold up and down. So during the day, we can come in and sit down on the bus and run programs, serve food and stuff like that. And then at nighttime, we put them back up and people can stay on it. We also have on the bus a heat pump to keep it cool in the summer and warm in the winter, and a generator that was all this was donated by the community. So I want to say thank you to everybody for that.
We just want to present them with a small gift, just to say huge thank you, put a little bit of like gas on the fire with regards to everything they're doing as this ministry continues to develop. And then one quick thing as well, I just want to mention, Damien shared with me that they've gone through all the process to become a nonprofit. But with the nonprofit, there's like legal expenses, there's a significant bill that comes as a part of that, and we just want to be a small part in trying to help move this forward. So Damien, this is me giving this to you in Jesus' name.
Well, I want to say thank you, Johnny, to you and King's Church for having Love Week, but supporting the work of the Freedom Bus. We're hoping that this fall season, winter season, we can bring the bus live, build a team, bring the bus live, help the poor, the homeless, and those in crisis with emergency shelter and freedom in Jesus' name.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Damien, go ahead, open it up, man. Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah, man.
This is a big deal.
Dude,
I can't wait to share with the team
yeah.
the support and the love and the care that this is. And, thank you, guys. This will go far.
Thank you so much, man.
Yeah,
that's great.
What we want to do on behalf of King's Church and Celebrate Recovery and all of our campuses is we just wanted to bless you, Luke, and your Celebrate Recovery that's starting up. And just hopefully this gift will give you guys a little bit of a help and just that you feel supported and loved in what you're doing. And this will help you guys in this next year get going.
We really appreciate this. It takes a community to be able to get something like this going. And we really appreciate the prayers. And this is a huge blessing to us. So thank you so much, both Lindsay and Donnie and King's Church as well.
Hey, everybody. I'm here with Jennifer Seeley. And she is with the Naomi and Ruth Women's Wellness Center in Shediac, New Brunswick. It's a 12-month residential program for women who have suffered from family trauma and addiction and instability. And you already know that at King's Church, we've got a soft spot in our heart for recovery ministry. And Jennifer, it's a real joy to present you a Love Week check to the Naomi and Ruth Center. And we just want to encourage you in the amazing work you guys are doing. So God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You can open that and have a look, because we're excited just to partner with you in this stuff.
Oh my heavens, that's amazing.
So
thank you so much.
We're here at Uptown St. John at the Pregnancy Resource Center, and we are with some lovely ladies this morning, and we cannot wait to tell you a little bit about what Pregnancy Resource Center does.
Hi there, everybody. I am Joanne Mullen. I am the Executive Director at the Pregnancy Resource Center of St. John. We have been in practice in this ministry for 36 amazing years, serving the greater St. John region, supporting families, individuals, women, men, and their families, navigate unexpected pregnancy and any kind of family-related matters. And we just do our best each and every day to serve clients with excellence, compassion, and grace, and to share the love of Jesus with each and every client that we serve.
It's an invaluable community resource, and this is something that we support yearly and we want to continue to support. And we just love what you're doing. We love just the way that you love on people as they come in the door and how much you give, and what an incredible kingdom impact that you guys are making. And so on behalf of King's Church, we want to present you with this gift, and we hope that in some way that it meets some of the needs that you have.
Thank you.
You're welcome to open it.
Okay, I'm a little shy. Wow. You have no idea.
Yeah, let's give it up. Absolutely.
Isn't it just so amazing to see just the different things? To see, it is amazing to see.
It's a lot easier to see when the lights are on, actually.
But we're not the important parts anyway, so we'll just keep going. But it's just really cool to see like what God is doing and how he ordains different partnerships. And yeah. But yeah, just to see how we can like partner with and step into what God's doing and how he believes in like our communities, he believes in this region, he believes in recovery. And so it's just awesome to be able to just get a glimpse of that. And in just a second, we are going to be heading into the next segment, and we're calling it just food and shelter. We know it's hard to hear about the love of Jesus if you're hungry, you don't have a place to sleep. And there's just so much of that, right? And so to be able to, that's always something that we do within Love Week, is to pour into those areas and just some really, really special things. Like this week, I was able to, we didn't really get much of it on video, but I was able to go and visit 12 Neighbors. There's a 12 Neighbors that's just launching right here in St. John. And it's a phenomenal spot, and to get people like transitional housing off the street, and maybe not in permanent residence yet, but that like gap, that in between, and it just some people who are pouring in so much to make those things happen. And so it's cool just as like King's Church to be able to step in and help to feed that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. In this food and shelter segment, like I'm not sure there's anything that feels more like Jesus than feeding the hungry and sheltering people that need it and can use it. And again, just to remember, and like you were saying, kind of even about the 12 Neighbors, there's so many things that happen that we're not even able to capture on camera and get footage of because it's not appropriate or it's not necessary. We want to maintain people's dignity as much as possible as well. So everything we're seeing is a representation of all the amazing and incredible work that you guys accomplished through Love Week this year. So it's incredible. All right, so we ready?
Awesome.
All right, let's do it. Let's dive into food and shelter.
Hi, I'm Ellie from King's Youth, and this is our cereal drive for Operation Feed St. John.
We're here with Pat Gordon from Operation Feed St. John, an amazing organization in our city providing food for families and kids that need it most. And we actually just dropped off over 430 boxes of cereal that our students brought in from King's Youth, over doubling our total last year. And we're super excited to partner with this amazing organization. And we were actually just talking, and they've roughly to date given out over almost 500,000 meals to date. And it's just an amazing thing and such a big need in our city. And so cereal is just one thing we do to help you guys, and we love doing it every year. And we also just wanted to just give a gift to help support everything you guys are doing.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate everything you guys do. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for King's Church. So God bless you guys for all the charity that you help us with.
I've got Liz here from Blooming House from King's Church Charlottetown. We just want to pass this gift on, saying how much we love and support what they do here.
Awesome. Thank you. So I'll share a little bit about Blooming House first. We've been operating for almost 7 years now. We are a low barrier shelter for women experiencing homelessness for any reason. And when we first started, we could not have imagined the need that we would see, the way that the world would shift and change. And we are just grateful year after year that we started it when we did, and that we've been blessed with so much amazing support from the community, from lots of different people. So
The needs that we see are kind of varied, and the stories would break your heart. And so we're just so thankful for you guys for supporting us. So yeah,
if you thank you.
Open it up and
I will.
That's amazing. Thank you. Yay.
Well, hey, I'm here with Justin and Paul, who is the project manager for the Sunnyside community. You might remember we gave to them last year. I think we might have been among the first donors. Paul's going to give us a quick update on what's going on with the Sunnyside community before we give him the gift today.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And thank you for that initial donation to get us off the ground.
My pleasure.
Yeah. We've made a lot of progress. We're going to be building 70 supportive housing units for people currently experiencing chronic homelessness in St. John, which for those of you who live in St. John know that is a really big issue that the community's facing. So thank you so much for your contribution.
Yeah, amazing. We all know that the housing crisis in St. John is critical, and it's only gotten worse, I think, since we spoke to some of your colleagues last year. So we're thrilled to support you again. Justin has a gift for you.
Yeah, here you go, Paul. It's our joy and pleasure on behalf of King's Church to support you this week for Love Week.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much. I should also let you know that this is going to be matched by the J.T. Clark Foundation.
Wow.
Is going to go a long way to getting this project built. Nice. Thank you.
Incredible. Amazing. Thank you. Thank
so, you so good. Much. Thank you.
Hey, this is Johnny. This is Love Week. We are at the Upper Room. I'm with Mike here right now. I've got Catherine with me as well. It's just exciting. This is a really neat ministry because this ministry, and Mike can elaborate on this, has really served this community like relentlessly for decades now. We've got an amazing reputation in the city, and it's just such a privilege for us to be able to present them with a small gift from us, King's Church, just to say how much we're thankful for them. And so I'm just going to hand things over to Mike.
We've been in operation for 40 years, so we've been helping Islanders, you know, for 40 years. We have thousands of people that that rely on us at either our food bank or soup kitchen each month. And, you know, it's really because of our community that we're able to do this work.
Awesome. Great. Well, Catherine's going to present that to you. You can open that up right now, Mike, actually. Yeah. And then.
Oh. Wow.
I told him it'd be more than $5. Yeah. So we started off at zero, but hopefully that's going to be a blessing and an encouragement to you guys. So.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I mean, we couldn't do this work without the support of our community, and you know, thank you for everybody that contributed.
Awesome. I'm going to give you a hug, man. I'm a hugger, so bless
you,
man.
Thanks so much.
All right, it's good to
thank
see you.
You.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm here with Kim Banks from Street Team St. John. Street Team St. John is a volunteer-led organization here in our city. Kim, why don't you take a couple seconds and tell us what Street Team SJ does?
Okay, thank you, Pastor Anthony. Yes, as was mentioned, we are an organization that feed the unhoused in our city on the outskirts mainly, where they don't have access to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
We do 7 nights a week, 24 meals per.
Wow.
We do have volunteer cooks who make beautiful meals. Mm-hmm. We package up little to-go things with, you know, water and treats and snacks.
Okay.
It's all donation based, so
okay.
We do appreciate and solely rely on our community.
Right.
So this is very much appreciated,
okay.
And it is a community effort. So
right.
Thank you to everyone who donates toward this cause.
And so, on behalf of King's Church, happy Love Week. We've got a bunch of sleeping bags and some non-perishables for you. So it's our pleasure to support you in that.
Well, we appreciate it so very much. And on behalf of Joanne, Ivan, and Maya, our founders and directors, I express thanks on their behalf. They couldn't be here today.
Awesome.
Hey
Hey guys, one of the things we always prioritize through Love Week is kingdom partnerships. We believe it's wisdom not just to meet the needs around us, which we're doing and have had so much fun this week, just meeting needs and serving the community, but we also believe it's wise stewardship to invest in the kingdom of God, because if we can see more churches and parachurch organizations and missions and ministries flourishing, they're gonna be a blessing to the world that God has planted them in. And so we look for different organizations, schools, churches, different ministry centers that we can sow into in the hopes that we see them flourish to be a blessing to the world around them. And so here's a look at just some of the incredible things that we've been able to accomplish through Love Week by way of investing in kingdom partnerships. Check it out.
Well, hey folks, it's Pastor Seth, and we are just outside Halifax at Bayside Camp here. I'm with the executive director, Josh Troop, and we love Bayside Camp. We have kids that come to this camp. We have teens that work at this camp, and it's just a real honor to be here. Tell us a little bit about what Bayside does and what you guys are up to these days.
Sure. Yeah, Bayside Camp is a year-round camp and retreat center. We've got this beautiful property just south of Halifax in here, Sambro. This summer, we had 650 kids out for summer camps, another 1,000 school groups in the spring, and then all year we do rentals, mostly weekends, but a few school groups and businesses and the like. So yeah, we're here all year doing camps and retreats, and the mission is to just share the love of God, the story of His love for us through those experiences out here.
Yeah, so that's so awesome. One thing that I love about Bayside is you do a lot for the city kids. A lot of city kids come out, and I've heard a lot of great things in that. Well, it's my joy and honor to represent King's Church and Love Week this week and just present you guys this gift.
Thanks.
And just want to bless you with that.
Thanks so much. Yeah, appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh boy, it's good to see you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt, Laura, and Gideon.
Wow.
Hey Gideon, I'm Dan, and this is Linda.
Hi.
Hi Linda.
Yeah, so anything new, anything exciting happening with you guys?
Oh, we had some big news. About 2 weeks ago now, a little less than 2 weeks ago. On September 8th, we officially finished our Haitian adoption. So we have been working on Gideon's papers for officially in the process for 5 years and 7 months. And so we are done with every paper, every office visit, every all of the legal things that we have to do in Haiti. They are finally finished.
That has not been an easy process. It's been a challenging process for you guys.
Yeah. Challenging, very heartbreaking, a lot of ups and downs. We had our entire dossier stolen three and a half years into the process and had to start the adoption process over again. Our lawyer was robbed, and, everything got taken, and he had made backup copies.
Wild.
But amazingly, the way God redeems is the day that happened was September 8th, 2023. And
right.
Exactly 2 years to the date. And September 8th, 2025 is when we got the paperwork that his adoption was finished.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. Well, guys, we are thrilled to just be talking with you today, but we also wanted to send you a little bit of a gift to say we love you. As you guys know, this is Love Week. and we've been blessing people in our local area, but we also want to bless those who are who's serving around the world, and you guys are ours. And so we wanted to send you a little bit of a gift to bless you and say that we just honor what you're doing in Jesus' name. And so Linda's actually going to send this, and I don't have a drum roll or anything here, but we'd look for you guys to be able to receive this, and
it's coming.
It'll be coming on its way.
Oh my goodness. Wow, guys. Oh my goodness.
Well, on behalf of our church family, we just were so excited to do that. And we just love what God's doing in your lives. And that's just a small picture of how much He loves you guys. And how much we love you too.
We truly can't thank you and King's Church enough. mean, as in-country directors of the camp, we don't draw a salary, and we've made it this far through the paperwork and the adoption process just from friends and family, and you know, we still have kind of monumental lawyer fees to pay. This is tremendous.
Yeah, this is just huge. So thank you guys so much just for caring for us and following along. We know it's been a long journey.
So happy Love Week.
Yay.
Oh, thank you guys.
It's incredible what you guys do. And I don't think you'll ever know how much that means or how much this means to us. So,
well, take care of you guys.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Well, we are here with our brother, Joel. Joel is a pastor in Honduras, and I've actually had the joy of being on a couple mission trips to Honduras where Joel's been a translator for us, and he's just served our team in incredible ways.
Yeah, well, I have the honor and the opportunity and the privilege by the Lord to minister people in different areas. Such as healing, deliverance, and also I do preaching and teaching. So whatever the Lord has called me to do, I'm being very open to do it. And yeah, it's a great honor to serve such an amazing God.
That's awesome, man. And so you have a family, you have four kids, the youngest is turning two soon. I just want, like, our church does this thing called Love Week every year. And it's a week where we just go above and beyond with generosity. And so I'm gonna get Ben to actually open up this this envelope for Love Week. And there's a check inside, and we're gonna show it to you on the screen. And that's completely for you, man. We just wanted to bless you and your family. You serve so faithfully. And we just see how you prioritize the Lord's work in your life. And that's just, like, we hope that it just enables you to walk in freedom to serve the Lord faithfully.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, man.
I didn't expect this.
Yeah.
Gonna be crying right along with you, man.
This is just a prayer request, a personal prayer request. I've been praying for God's provision. One of the struggles that we have in countries like Honduras is the lack of employees, you know, lack of jobs. And so I just live by faith and with my family. And this is an answer of the prayers that I've been doing. To God be all the glory and honor.
Hey, King's Church, I am here with Pastor Matt Ward. He's also the president of Faith Bible College International. And we have loved and supported them for a few years, and we're really excited this year. I guess it's been a few years. We it's maybe 5 years ago or so.
I think so.
I was down preaching, and man, caught a vision for what you're doing there, and just the kingdom leaders you guys are raising up is phenomenal. And we're really excited to be able to do something again this year. So
wow.
That's for you. You can open it, you can have a look, and we would love to celebrate with you. There should be an amount in there that we're happy to give. And so,
man,
hey,
that's absolutely amazing. Your partnership with us is helping us train students from all over the world. 13 countries are represented right now, and every one of them will graduate, Brett, debt-free.
That's awesome.
They'll be able to go anywhere God calls them to go immediately because of your partnership. So thank you so much.
We're on it. So. Yeah.
I'm standing here with Jim McGrell and with Rod Guptill, two of the pastors here at Encounter Church in Sussex, New Brunswick. And we wanted to present you with a gift on behalf of Love Week to let you know that we believe in what you're doing here. And I know that you've had several baptism services every year here at Encounter Church. And for the last number of years, you've been borrowing a baptism tank in order to conduct those baptisms. And so what we want to give to you is a little bit unique. We want to give to you a portable baptism tank of your own that you can use here in your worship center. You can use it in your parking lot. You can use it in the town square. They call it portable for a reason. So you can do it wherever you'd like as you continue in your mission to help people encounter Jesus and encounter life in Him.
That is unbelievable. So it's not in here?
It's not in here. It's really portable.
That is unbelievable. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely amazing, huh? Love it. Love it. And one of the things that is always really important for us in Love Week, and we say it, but I don't think we could overstate it or say it enough, the reason that we show and we celebrate these things on screen and what's happened is not to make us feel better. It's not even to like pat you on the back for all the amazing things that you've done. It's because we want God to receive the glory for the work that's happening through His church. And absolutely, Jesus Himself said, like, as His followers, His church, as His people, like, we're called to be salt and light. Two things. You've been around church, that's not new to you, right? And salt, especially in that culture in that day, salt was a preservative. They would have literally used it to preserve their food and to preserve life. And like, so as a church, we're called to be preservatives, literally, of society. So what's that mean? It means we see a gap and we fill it and we see a need. And it's like, it's not only our joy, but it's our responsibility to step in and to meet those needs. And I loved that Pastor Joel from Honduras in that segment, he picked up on that and he said, this is amazing. I've been praying for this. But Jesus said, like, you'd be salt, you'd be light, like a city on a hill, shining your light and shining your hope so that people may see your good deeds. So that's why we show the good deeds. But then he said, so that they may glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. And so Pastor Joel sees that, and he said, to God be all the glory. And so that's our only goal today in doing this, showing these good deeds so that He may receive the glory, so people would know why we're doing this, because we believe in a God that loves them radically.
That's right.
So it's a pretty awesome thing that we get to be a part of.
That's right. And then, so heading into this next segment is a little one that we call Random Acts of Kindness. And this is a fun one. This is
my favorites.
Yeah. It's one where we just take a little bit of what comes in, just a very little amount, and then we go out and we, on our end, feels randomly blessed people. But the great thing is that it's not random on God's end. And time after time, like, something happens and someone gets an extra big tip, or we show up and we get to do something fun and bless them, and they say, like, oh, like, if I didn't have this amount, and it always ends up being the exact amount that we have a chance to give them, then maybe I wouldn't have fixed my car this week, or I wouldn't have made rent, or I wouldn't have been able to do this thing that I need to do. And so it's fun and it's silly and we have some fun with it, but it's ordained and God shows up and it's just so much fun. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's laugh a little bit. Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun.
All right.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
We're doing something called Love Week at our church, and we're trying to pay for people's gas today. Would you let us pay for your gas today?
Yeah.
Awesome. Fill her up then. So you can take that, and you can keep the change.
Oh, awesome.
You can buy some chili dogs or something.
Oh. Cool.
And this will tell you a little bit about our church and what we're doing for the week.
Cool. Awesome.
All right.
Thanks so much, guys.
God bless you.
Yeah. And I'm going to have some change from this, and you can have my change. The church is paying for my gas.
Awesome. Sister. She's giving you her change.
Yeah. Oh,
my. She wants you to have it.
Oh, my gosh.
She wants to bless you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, very cool.
You guys are great.
So you let me know what your total is when you're done.
Sure, I can.
No, fill it up. Fill it up.
So can I leave that to be passed along?
You want to bless somebody with the change?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Well, we're doing this thing called Love Week.
Yeah.
And I'd love to pay for your gas today if you'd let me.
Yeah. Can you guys just keep the difference and then, like, the next person that comes in, just carry it over?
Brother, I'm so grateful that that's your spirit.
Yeah.
It's all about
giving and loving.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah.
It would be an honor and a pleasure to do that.
Beautiful. Okay.
Honor and a pleasure.
That works out great, Kyle.
Hey, God bless you.
Absolutely.
Thank you
very much.
How much are you putting in?
I don't know.
Fill it up and we'll pay for it.
Hey, happy Love Week.
Hey.
So we're down at Ridgewood, and Pastor John, what are we doing down here?
Well, we're here with Ed's Coffee, all kinds of pastries. Doing a great job, guys.
So what we're doing is we're just offering the free coffee and snacks for all the healthcare workers that are down here because we absolutely love them.
Yes.
And we appreciate them. So happy Love Week, Ridgewood. Yeah.
Awesome.
Happy Love Week.
Today, we would like to pay for your groceries.
Really?
Thank you very much. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Troubled sea.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
WX.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
All right.
Awesome.
Give her a hand.
There you go.
Thank you.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are.
Mama.
Sí, me reí de lo que dijiste cuando estás en...
But I'm not back again this time tomorrow. Here we are. As if nothing really matters.
Yeah! Mátalas con flores, con canciones, no les falles. Que no hay una mujer en este mundo que pueda resistirse a los detalles.
That's great, Marcus.
Top straight.
Fair fight.
Look at this guy's box stop.
We're just zooming out.
I'm low. 3, 2, 1.
This guy's box stop.
Look at that. Oh my God.
Don't do it again. No.
I'm ready to win. I don't know why I'm doing it,
but well, perfect.
You can do it.
All right, you ready?
I don't care.
Three, two, one, go.
Oh, jeez.
She just stared you down. Look at that. Oh, my word.
Starbucks.
I will get a win. I love Starbucks.
That bag is
enough.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, oh. 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 Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
I've been defeated so far, so.
Oh, yeah.
Cole, I still believe in you. There you go.
3, 2, 1, go. Oh!
There you go. You just destroyed it.
That's awesome.
Three. Ready?
Yep.
I'll let you say go.
Ready, go.
No, never, no. 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 No.
Oh, so close.
Oh. Hey!
I was so excited and caught up in watching the video, I forgot to come back up here. So, problem. That was a lot of fun. It's a really cool one. What's our next segment?
So the next segment that we're doing is something we always focus on, is just kids and families. We know that God believes in family and that He loves our kids. And so we want to just step in line with what God has and to partner with that. And so this one, I know we keep saying it's our favorite, but this one is special, and it's special anytime we get to hear someone's story, and it's, so this one is going to be meaningful, and it might even get you a little bit in the tears, but it's really something worth leaning into.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in the 12 years of doing Love Week, one of the segments in this section might be one of the most meaningful stories that we've ever had. So it's really, really beautiful. If you're not crying, you're lying at the end of this one, all right? Just saying. And then at the end of this segment, we're also going to roll right into our recap of the entire week and start to see some of the grand totals of everything that was accomplished. And so just be ready to celebrate in a really, really big way.
Yep. Okay? And again, that includes what came in as in the offering last week, but also anything you guys reported that you did. And so it's... It's a crazy number.
Buckle up.
And I'm so proud to be a part of what is happening. So, yeah, yep, let's do
awesome. It. All right, let's check it out.
Hey, we're here at the Compass Education Support Program on Westmoreland Road, and we're here with Willow, and she's the principal here, and this is Kurt, who's a teacher here. And we're standing here at the basketball court that they've been using. And I think that maybe it could use a little bit of...
Use a little work.
A little cheer.
Use some TLC.
Yeah.
Well, it's an honor for our church to be able to come alongside you guys and bless you this year for Love Week. So okay. Here's a gift for you guys. Okay. You can go ahead and open it.
Jesus.
Thank you. Hope it helps.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's awesome. Wow. Thank you for what you do.
Hi, I'm here with my good friend Lakrani. She has been working hard to send money home to her parents. Her dad has been sick for over a year now, and he has a lot of hospital bills. So today we want to give you this small gift.
This is gonna be my father's entire bill. Thank you so much.
It means so much to us.
Thank you.
Here with the Crossley family.
Yes.
And we're missing JD, but we have Katie, Jordan, and Theo with us. And we're really grateful that you could join us for Love Week. People in Halifax would know this, but just recently there was a pretty significant fire that displaced 180 families just right here in our community. And the Crossleys were unfortunately a part of that. And it's been a challenge, hasn't it?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very challenging.
Yeah. And so we just, with it was just like, this just happened right on the verge of our Love Week. Mm-hmm. And you were nominated. And we just felt so strongly like it was important to support you and your family right now. I know you guys are working on a GoFundMe. You're trying to recoup what you can from this fire.
Yeah.
But we wanted to come alongside and just tell you that we see you and that we care about you guys and we really love you as a church. And so on behalf of King's Church and from our people for Love Week, we want to just give you this gift.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
King's Church, I am sitting here today with an incredible family from here in Charlotte County, and I cannot wait to introduce them to you. Do you think you could introduce yourself?
Yeah. My name's Helena, and I have a rare condition. It's called Friedreich's ataxia.
And Helena, how old are you?
I am 9.
You're 9. So does that mean you're in grade 4?
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite subject in school?
Math.
Oh my goodness. I was so terrible at math. You know, I actually did see that your mama just posted that you got the coolest looking bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you even get to ride it at school?
Yeah.
I did not get to ride a bike at school. So you had mentioned that you have a condition called Friedreich's ataxia. I had never heard of that before. Do you think you could explain it to me?
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
So it's a condition or a disease that it makes my hand wobbly. It makes it hard to walk.
Okay.
So if I tried to walk and I wasn't looking, my brain wouldn't know. Like if I was close my eyes and I walk, I don't know where my feet are going. And when I walk, it feels like my feet go through the floor.
Okay.
So basically, if you spin in a circle at least 10 times and started walking with your eyes closed, that's what it feels like.
Wow. That was a really good explanation. Thank you for that.
So it's a genetic disorder.
Okay.
It takes two carriers to make her. And it's a 1 in 25 chance with the two carriers to create a Friedreich's ataxia. And there's only about 300 in Canada right now with her condition. And we were able to go to Toronto SickKids earlier this year and get the repeaters, the faulty gene repeaters, mapped. And 100 means you have the condition, you're just wobbly your entire life, little uncoordinated, no balance. 1600, you're passing 10 years from onset of symptoms. We got 1200. Our symptoms started when?
At 3.
At 3. So, that means we have a shorter life, but that doesn't mean we don't have a less life.
That's right.
Right?
It's still amazing.
That's right.
I had to meet pugs.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
That
is so exciting. Pugs are stinking cute, aren't they?
They're like tiny.
With their like little mush-up face.
They're basically the marshmallow of dogs.
And so, Jesse, I would guess that that has some sort of implication on your physical home as well. Can you share a little bit about what that means and what that looks like for you guys right now?
We've progressed from walking on our own to a walker. Now we're into a wheelchair.
Okay.
Right now, my home is not wheelchair accessible. So Friday, I go to remortgage my home to see if I can do the major renovations, because the renovations that I'm doing are for long-term,
like
the hospice care at the end.
Yep.
Right now, her wheelchair doesn't even fit in through our front door. We can't get a wheelchair in the hall.
Okay.
So even if we were to get a bigger door and a ramp, she still wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom or go into her bedroom.
Right.
So right now at home, we carry from A to B, don't we?
And I use a scooter board.
We have a little scooter board that she can scoot around on your butt.
I have to tell you that I have kind of followed along on some of your journey from your Facebook group almost since the beginning, and I've been watching with honestly such admiration for the both of you. You guys seem to tackle life and challenges and things that just get thrown at you left, right, and center with such a positive outlook and with such determination and even a sense of adventure. Right? And I have a slight confession to make. I actually nominated you for Love Week months ago. What's a nomination? That means I said, I would love to bless this family. So our Love Week initiative is really simple. We believe that God has loved us so radically and so generously that compels us to want to love and be radically generous to those around us. And we would actually just love to bless you and be a part of your story. And so, there you go. Absolutely, I sure hope you do.
Love Week.
Love Week.
Amen.
We don't need to say that.
Huh? this.
What? That's nature. That's nature.
Oh, so we can sleep in the woods again?
We can sleep in the woods. We can do backpack camping. Backpack camping again with a hammock.
Don't worry, we know that check.
Yeah.
Included in this envelope isn't legal.
We'll get some details after. You're welcome.
But why would you do that? Why would you do something that isn't legal?
But
yes.
I'm not quite finished, Helena. I took a look at your bucket list.
Okay.
I have some things that you wanted to see and do and accomplish. And I think there's a couple that we can maybe help you do. I saw that you would like to take a helicopter ride. Would you and your mama like to go on a helicopter ride?
Yeah!
Yeah?
As long as I have a parachute.
We're not jumping out of it.
Yeah, I don't think we can do that.
What if I fall out of the helicopter?
We'll have a seatbelt.
But I'm still not done.
I'm not prepared.
I also saw that you would like to go on a motorcycle.
Yeah!
Then let's do it.
Wow!
Right now.
Okay, bye.
You
Wait
ready?
Now.
Right now, are you ready?
Yeah!
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You are so
We're gonna have a grand adventure. Are you all set?
Yeah.
We're gonna go on a grand adventure, and it all starts with the engine. Let's be a little bit loud, but not too bad.
that incredible? 408,000 dollars. That's far and away like the biggest year we've ever had for a Love Week. So it's an amazing, and then seeing all those incredible stories. And Helena did not fall out of the helicopter. She was stoked about that. Didn't need her parachute, which was pretty incredible. But
now I just want to say thank you guys for each and every one of you, like, stepping out and partnering in making this happen. Oh, this is so hard to get up here and do this after that. I am just so grateful to be able to, like, link arms with each and every one of you, like, at this location, at West, at all of our locations, and to be able to show the world the love of Jesus. And, like, that's what Shauna said, like, because he first loved us. And how could we not, right? But that's significant, and that's a sacrifice. And so just thank you for stepping into that and showing the world, like, how much he loves them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we're going to celebrate together. The worship team's back. We're going to blow the roof off this place before we leave. It's all for Jesus. Amen. So we're going to remind ourselves of that before we go. Just as we're doing that, I do want to say thank you to a couple people really quickly. Obviously, our whole church family. Thank you to all of you for participating. I want to give a shout out to AJ Guptill, our tech director, like his whole crew.
Yep.
And those camera teams. It's like 100-hour work week. It's impossible to quantify all the time that goes into that and all the different video shoots that have to happen to coordinate that and the volunteers. Like, it's just bonkers. And then we had a free flea market here in the St. John area for our West Campus and our Valley Campus. Anybody at that flea market that we did yesterday up on the east side in Kent? It was incredible. Someone asked me, like, have you been counting how many people came in here? And I said, I have no sweet clue, but I'm just going to use, like, pastor math and round up. So it was like a million people that were there. It was like just like... We're very optimistic in our projections, right? Yeah, there was definitely thousands of people, and it was just incredible to see the way that God used that. And shout out to Pastor Lindsay Foster and Donnie, who did work so hard just to organize that. Initiative alone is absolutely insane and off the charts. You led with such excellence, Lindsay, so thank you. And I mean, our whole staff just goes absolutely above and beyond. That's one of my privileges, even as the executive pastor, of getting to see our staff come together and link arms with this and all the volunteers. And I have to give a shout out to this lady right here, my better half. Who, she's like the Love Week godfather, and she kind of organizes the whole thing for all of our locations and coordinates all the staff and all the video crews and all the different people that are going to receive the gifts and coordinating the schedules and their presentations. If you've ever done any kind of project management or event planning in your role, like, you can't even understand what a mammoth this is to try to pull off, because you guys gave so much stinking money, it was hard to give it all away in 1 week's time. But she led with such grace and such poise, and it was like the best year yet. So we are so thankful for
it
you,
Carrie. It took all of us.
So thankful for our whole church family. So let's stand together if we can. And we want to seal this. Just going to, we prayed and sealed our offerings earlier. Seal everything that has been poured out in the name of Jesus this week, because it's all seed. Amen. That's what we believe. That's why we do this. Like, it's seeds that are planted into people's minds and hearts that they may see and know and glorify the Father in heaven. So Jesus, we love you. And we say that everything that we have seen and celebrated here today is from you, we believe, and it is unto you, King Jesus. And we pray that you and you alone may be glorified through this. God, that you would take the seeds that have been sown into our region, into our communities, into Atlantic Canada. God, we love Atlantic Canada. Jesus, we believe that you love Atlantic Canada. And we just declare your goodness and your favor and your provision over Atlantic Canada, over the people of Atlantic Canada. And we say, God, may your kingdom come and your will be done right here in our midst. And would you take these seeds that have been sown and all these amazing gifts that have been given and generosity has been poured out in your name, and would you use it to help people realize and understand your deep love and affection for them, we pray. That is our only heart as your church and as your followers and as your people. So we love you. We seal it in your name, Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Awesome. Hey, thanks again for listening. If you found this helpful today, why don't you give it a share? If you need prayer or anything, we'd love to help you out with that. Why don't you go to our website at kingschurch.cc. Thanks again.